G'day, g'day. How are we?
Oh, well, we're a little bit distressed, to be honest. I did not see it coming. I thought you were going to get through last night.
Oh, I know. Look, I don't know. I had a bit of confidence. Like, normally it's like, oh, I'm a bit nervous. But last night I was like, oh, yeah, I'm feeling good about it. And, you know, I feel like I had a really good, you know, sport team behind me, and which I did. But, you know, it's such an unpredictable show. And, you know, me and Keanu had a bit of a moment there because we've known each other for a while now. So, yeah, it was pretty wild, pretty wild.
And now Kyle says that you should just get straight to work and put out an album. He said you've got momentum. Everyone thinks that you are a star in the making. Are you ready to go?
Oh, yeah, I am ready to go. Like, obviously right now I'm just processing everything, but it's going to be good. Like, a lot of great artists that, you know, emerge in Australia don't necessarily win these shows, you know, and just because you don't win doesn't mean you can't be an absolute, you know, like Amy said, an absolute monster in the music scene, and that's the plan. So I do have some awesome stuff in the works, and it's just kind of, I'm just excited, really. Like, obviously it's been an amazing experience, and I wanted to continue and keep singing, but like at this stage it's like, if people are interested in and liking what I'm doing, then, you know, I'm not going to stop. So I hope everyone can still sort of follow the journey, if you know what I mean.
Oh, look, it's been a hell of a run, Tyler, and these shows, exactly what Caroline's saying, they're a great shot in the arm, great for publicity, but, you know, you didn't have to sort of fall into any mold, did you, and sort of be someone
that's
that
right.
you
they
weren't
They didn't try
quite.
To turn you into anything,
yeah,
did
yeah,
they?
Yeah, that's, which is great.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, like, I mean, obviously, if you look, my audition is still my favourite performance on the show, and a lot of people obviously forget about those because you got the bigger, brighter lights and, you know, all that sort of jazz at the end. But, like, I feel like that's still going to always be me. And I think they were really open to just letting me do what I wanted to do. Obviously, when it comes to things like what they want you to wear and staging and stuff, I mean, like, obviously, they have quite a clear vision, but at the same time, it's like I'm also open and easygoing about everything because I was willing to learn and just push myself out of my comfort zone, which I'm happy I did because now I know I can perform without a guitar. The last few performances I've done were so fun. I just run around having a great time. So
hey,
it's been really good.
Sometimes the criticism of these shows is that they pretend they're giving you support, you know, and then afterwards people come off them and go, oh, yeah, you know, the judge that was supposed to be my support person, I met them twice.
Yeah.
Would you make the same comment about your season?
I guess so. I mean, look, like, in all honesty, like, you don't see Kyle Marsh at home. You just don't. And I think that's one of the most daunting things. You come out and play for them, and, like, that's the only 5 minutes you see them during the whole week. So it's, you know, I guess the feedback's always valuable, but you really, it's just up to yourself to stay focused and just, like, get out there and, yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. But that's life, isn't it? You're on your own in the real world too.
Exactly right. Yeah, and like I think I'm really happy that before the show I was doing everything independently. So when I get back, you know, to just home, like, I know what I need to do and I have that, you know, prior experience, you know.
Yep.
So we can easy find you on tylerhamill.music on Insta, Tyler Hamill's on Facebook as well. Your Spotify links there. Does that mean you're going back to Nana's Pie or any of that stuff now?
Well, I guess so. I think you know, having a band is, if you come to a show and there's a band there, it's always a lot of fun. And Nana's Pie, I feel like we've been working on that for a while. We have like 7 songs up, and that is kind of already growing as it is. So I want to keep adding to that. And I think me and, you know, we're all best mates. So I think me and the two twins are going to get another single out. And then I get back on Thursday. I'm going to start planning the tour. And then I'm going to promote the tour on Tyler Hamill Music and also Nana's Pie. And I'm hoping that we can merge them together.
The two.
And
yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
You can be like Gautier. You can have a band and a single show too.
Why not?
Hey, I heard a rumour that right before you went on stage on Friday night, on Monday night, some rigging fell from the sky and hit you, and they still made you go on. Is that true?
Did you hear that? I was word spread. Look, there was a bit of an incident. It was obviously not shown, but everyone was alright. Like, it was, I think someone in the crowd was leaning, and one thing led to another, and this sort of big lighting thing came down onto me and Amy, but the thing is, I didn't get most of it. Like, I did get hit, but Amy got most of it herself. But but it was okay. I mean, it rattled, like, it was right before my song. So obviously, it kind of threw everyone off a bit. Yeah, it rattled me a bit, yeah. And, you know, I don't think the performance was that bad, but I was a bit rattled. Obviously it was a bit of a scene. But anyway, it's showbiz. You just got to play through it.
That's right. Got to go on.
Hard enough. Yep. Keep moving forward. And
that's exactly. I guess so.
When is the very next live performance we can see you play at?
That's a great question. You know what? Give me 5 seconds. Actually, no. Let me just. Give me 5 seconds, because I would love to tell you, and it's right here, because it's on the Sunshine Coast, and actually we got a lot of shows coming up on the Sunny Coast, which is amazing. So brand new. So the station has just opened. I don't know if you guys know.
Yes, we do.
We love the station. Looks fantastic.
Yeah. So March 28th, we are main stage. March 28th, which is this month, is the first show. Big show back for me on the big stage. So I'm hoping I'll do some promo. We'll try to get everyone there and just be an awesome hometown, like coming home show, if you know what I mean. I'm coming home, main stage at station.
Can I invite you? We're down at Wishlist on March 27. We're live all day at the hospital. We've got the Wishlist fundraiser. Yep. Mate, we would love it if you came down there and gave us a song or even just stayed for a chat. That would be brilliant.
Done. I'll see you there. I'll bring my guitar.
Bring your guitar, too.
Bring your axe, buddy. That is fantastic news. Hey, solid. Just solid, mate. You're absolutely fantastic. You're doing the Sunshine Coast proud. Thank you so much.
Oh, of course. And thank you guys for having me and spreading the word and getting the support behind me. Like, it's been an unreal experience, and I appreciate you guys to the max.